B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chov Zayin. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Chov Vav Amud Beis. We'll remember that towards the top of Daf Chov Vav Amud Beis, we saw Machlokes Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye, both according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar and according to the Tana D'beir B'Shmuel, there's no such thing as any cloth, any beged becoming tummy, besides for wool and flax clothes. This is learnt out from Nagoim, where it says explicitly Tzemer Upishtim. Rava argues and says that it's true that by Nagoim, then only wool and flax become Tomei, and they become Tomei with three etzbois al three etzbois. However, other begodim, not regarding Tumas Nagoim, but regarding Tumas Sheret and other Tumois, other types of clothes will become Tomei. Three tfochim by three tfochim. That's what we saw at the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Ularova do Oma Shloisho al Shloisho Bashar Begodim, that three tfochim by three tfochim by other types of garments besides for wool and flax ones. Ikabinayu, that's where there's a machlokes between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana D'beir B'Shmuel, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar isle according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who says that at the bottom of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, he said that Shalosh al Shalosh etzbois, that's unique to Tzemer Upishtim by Nagoim, but other begodim, you have three tvachim by three tvachim. L'tana D'beir B'Shmuel, lesley, but the brisa of Tana D'beir B'Shmuel we saw at the top of Daf Chavav Amud Beis, that says that you learn out all begodim from Nagoim and only Tzemer Upishtim become Tomei. So according to Rava, Shloisha al Shloisha, Bashar Begodim, Minole. Rava explained that according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, other types of garments besides for wool and flax will become Tomei, Tumas Sheret, Tumas Meis, providing there are three Tvachim by three Tvachim. What's the source of Rava to such a halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafka mi Oy Beged. You learn this out from an extra word in the Pasuk of Oy Beged. And the truth is that the Gemara is going to bring a proof to this. The Gemara is going to say, Detanya, as we saw in a Braisa, Rashi says it cannot be a Braisa, because then Abaye, who argues with the Rava, would not be able to argue with a Braisa. But this is Rava bringing a source from the words Oy Beged in the Pasuk. What does it say? Beged. Ein li elo Beged. Shloisho al Shloisho Basha Begodim. Minayin. It says in the parash of Tumas Sheretz, what does it say? V'chol asher yipoil olav mehem b'moisam yitmo mikol kli eitz oy beged oy oyer oy sok, etc. It says there that either kli eitz, which has nothing to do with clothes, it's wooden vessels, oy beged. So if it would just say beged, we would know that whatever is called beged would become Tomei Tumas Sheretz. Shloisha al shloisha, and that means, before we carry on, beged is a cloth. It's not a piece of material. It's something you can wear. Shloisha al shloisha b'shar begodim. But a piece of material made of three tvachim by three tvachim of another material besides for flax and wool that we know is called a beged from the parasha of Nagoim, minayin, how do you know they will become tomei tumas sheretz? Talmud loima oy beged. The extra word oy, it doesn't say kli eitz ve beged ve oyer. It says oy beged. Oy beged, the extra word to tell us that there's an extra type of tuma that's called begodim, and it's not the typical begodim we would learn out from a binyan av from Nagoim, which is wool and flax. It's all its other garments as well, any other material. Va'abaye, the Gemara says, what's Abaye going to do with the extra word oy beged? Abaye says there is no such thing as tumas begodim besides for tzemer and pishtim that we learn out from Nagoim. So what's he doing with the extra word oy? Hai oy beged my ovidle. What's he doing with the oy beged? Says the Gemara, mi boyele l'rabois sholosh al sholosh b'tzemer upishtim d'mashtami b'shrotzim. We know by Nagoim that a beged, a piece of material, becomes tomei when it's just three etzbois by three etzbois. We know that beged, which is again tzemer upishtim, is going to become tomei from a sheretz. It's explicit in the pasuk that a beged can become tomei. What's a beged? A beged is wool and flax, like with Nagoim. But maybe with Negoim, it's three etzbois by three etzbois. Maybe Tumas Sheretz, the Tzemer Upishtim has to be three tvochim by three tvochim. Says the Gemara, that's Abaye learns from Oy Beged, that even a Beged, which is just three etzbois by three etzbois, will become Tomei Sheretz by if it's Tzemer Upishtim. Says the Gemara of Rava. How does Rava, if Rava uses Oy Beged to learn that other types of materials also become Tumas Sheretz, how does Rava know that Tzemer Upishtim clothes by Sheretz will be Gimel Etzbois and not Gimel Tfochim? Says the Gemara, Goli Rachmona Gabi Negoim. Since by Negoim it says that pieces of material of three etzbois by three etzbois are tummy, v'hu adin l'shrotzim, we take it for granted that whenever we're talking about wool or flax, three etzbois by three etzbois is sufficient to be called a beged and become tummy. V'abaya. Abaya says that you cannot learn it out from Negoim, and therefore Abaya has to learn it out from Oy Beged. Why? Ikalamifrach, he says you cannot necessarily learn Tumas Shrotzim from Tumas Negoim, because Negoim has a Chumra in it, another Chumra. So I may have thought only Negoim is three etzbois by three etzbois, because it's in any case more Chomor. But Shrotzim, which is more Kel, maybe you need three Tvachim by three Tvachim, and therefore according to Abaya we need Oy Beged. What's the Chumra by Negoim? Ma'ale Negoim Shekein Shesi V'erev Metami Bohem. There's a halacha unique by Negoim that even if you just have a ball of string, which is going to be either the shesi string, the upright strings, or the horizontal strings, they can already become tomei with tzoras. We don't find such a concept with any other tumah. So I may have thought that in the same way as Negoim is more chomor because it becomes tomei, even shesi v'erev, it says explicitly in the pasuk, oy bashesi oy ba'erev. So maybe that's why when pieces of material become tomei, three etzbois is enough. But with Tumas Sheretz, where Shesiv Erev would not become tomei, maybe the material has to be three tvachim by three tvachim. That's why we need Oy Beged. V'idoch. Rava says, no, Rava says you can learn out the Sheretz from Negoim. Why? Because Yisal Kedaitach Negoim Chamiri, if it would be true that Negoim is more Chomor than Shrotzim, Lichtov Rachmona Gabba Shrotzim, then the Torah would have written the halachas of Tzemer Upishtim and the Gimel Etzbois by Gimel Etzbois not in the parash of Negoim, would have written it in the parash of Shrotzim. And then we would know automatically that it applies also by Negoim, because Negoim is more Chomor. V'leisa Negoim Minayu, and we would learn Negoim, which is more Chomor, from Shrotzim, which is Kal. And from the fact that we don't do that, it must be that we do not consider Negoim as being more Chomor, and therefore you can learn out from Negoim that Gimel Tfochim, Gimel Etzbois by Gimel Etzbois by Tzemer Upishtim, and therefore we do not need the Oy Beged to teach us that halacha. And therefore Rava can learn out from Oy Beged that other types of Begodim, which are not Tzemer Upishtim, become Tomei if it's three Tvachim by three Tvachim. V'idoch, and according to Abaya, he's asked a good question. If, as Abaya says, Negoim is more Chomor than Shrotzim, why does it not say the Halochas by Shrotzim and we learn Negoim from there? Says Abaya, Negoim is Shrotzim loy osu, we cannot learn Negoim from Shrotzim, de'ika lemifrach, because we would ask that there is another Nekuda, there's an aspect in Shrotzim which is more Chomor than Negoim. So if we would want to learn Negoim from Shrotzim, we would say, you can't, because Shrotzim is more Chomor. Therefore it says it by Negoim. What's the Chomor by Shrotzim? Mal Shrotzim shekein mitami b'ka'adosha. A sheret is metame even if it's as small as the size of a lentil. But when regarding negoim, it will only become tome if it's the size of a gris, which is much, much bigger than that of an adosha. Continues the Gemara, next sugya. Omar Abaya. Hai Tana Debei Reb Yishmoel. We're going back to something we saw earlier. We mentioned that there's Reb Shimon ben Elozar. We saw that at the end of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. We saw at the beginning of Daf Chavav Amud Beis, Tana Debei Reb Yishmoel, and we had a machlekes Abaya and Rava how to understand the shitta of Reb Shimon ben Elozar. Does Reb Shimon ben Elozar say that all tumas are only Tzemer Upishtim, Sholosh etzbois al Sholosh etzbois, but all other materials will never become tomei. That was the opinion of Abaya. And Rava said that according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, only the small shiur of gimel etzbois by gimel etzbois is unique to tzemer upishtim, but other begodim can become tomei, providing that they are gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. And then we had the Tana de Beir Bishmol, that as of now there was no machlokes Abaya and Rava. They both held that according to the Tana de Beir Bishmol, only regarding Tzoras, the Negoim, we see there that there's Tzemer Upishtim, and there's no other indication anywhere else what a Beged is. And since in Negoim, Beged is Tzemer Upishtim, so too in Kola Teirokula, Tzemer Upishtim becomes Tomei with all the other Tumois, and other Begodim will not become Tomei. We have to remember, the Loshon of the Tana de Beir Bishmol, which we're soon going to see as Tana de Rabbi Shmuel number one, is Nemru Begodim B'Torah Stam. I'm reading Daf Chavam Omid Beis. In the whole Torah, it just speaks about Beged, the clothes, without telling us what it is. Uparat L'cho HaKosov B'Echod Mehem, and only by one of the cases, in the case of Tzoras, Negoim, it says Tzemer Upishtim. Ma La'alon Tzemer Upishtim, in the same way as Tzemer Upishtim, in the case of is the other only begodim by Tzoras, af kol tzemer upishtim. Now the truth is that in this brayse of Rabbi Shmuel, we have not yet seen, or we didn't see anything really about tumah. All it says is that beged regarding negoim is tzemer upishtim, af kol tzemer upishtim. So too, other places beged is tzemer upishtim and nothing else. So till now, Abaya and Rava learnt that afkol means the other tumois, tumas meis, tumas sheret, and other tumois, that beged also becomes tomei. What's called a beged? Only tzemer upishtim. That's how we've learnt Tana de Rabbi Shmuel 1, both according to Abaya and according to Rava. Now Abaye is commenting and saying that there's another Tana de Beir Bishmol, we'll call it Tana de Beir Bishmol 2, which seems to contradict Tana de Beir Bishmol 1. Why? What does the Bishmol say? Hi Tana de Beir Bishmol, mapich meidoch Tana de Beir Bishmol. The next Tana de Beir Bishmol is going to be to the exclusion of and contradiction to the first Tana de Beir Bishmol. The Tana de Beir Bishmol, we're now going to learn Tana de Beir Bishmol number 2. Beged. It says in the Torah that beged. Ein li elo beged tzemer upishtim. Beged only means that tzemer upishtim, because that's what it says explicitly by Nagoim, that tzemer upishtim is called a beged. Minayin the rabbo is tzemer gemalim. How do you know that the hair, the wool of camels, the tzemer arnovim and rabbit's hair, noitzo shel izim and the hair of goats? And Rashi explains it's called noitza, which is literally translated as feathers, is because the hair of goats is plucked out like feathers are plucked out. But it's talking about the hair of goats. V'hashirayin, which is silk. V'aklach, which is floss silk. V'asrikin, which is corded silk. How do you know that all those are also called beged? Talmud loima, oy beged. Because it says by Tumas Sheretz, oy beged. So you see explicitly, according to the Tana de Beir Bishmol, by Tumas Sheretz, not by Negoim. By Negoim, everybody agrees, only Tzemer Upishtim is Tomei. It's explicit in the Pasuk. By Tumas Sheretz, we now have a Tana de Beir Bishmol that says that you learn out from Oy Beged that all types of other materials are also called a Beged and can become Tomei, Tumas Sherotzim. And this seems to contradict the first Tana de Beir Bishmol, Tana de Beir Bishmol 1, that says that you learn out from Negoim, af kol tzemer upishtim, that every time there's Tumas Begodim, it's only tzemer upishtim. They seem to be contradicting each other. That was Abaye's comment. Rava Omar, Rava responds to this and says, Lesle lahach Tana de Beir Bishmol, Bishar Begodim, Sholosh al Sholosh. Shloisho al Shloisho Isle, he says, no, I'll explain to you Pshat in Tana de Beir Bishmol number 1. When Tana de Beir Bishmol number 1 says that you learn out from Tzemer Upishtim that only Tzemer Upishtim is called a Beged, everything else is not called a Beged, he says, you know what that means? That means regarding the small shiur of Gimel Etzbois by Gimel Etzbois. Regarding that small shiur, only Tzemer Upishtim has that small shear. Any other garments do not have that small shear. But Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1 agrees that if in the case of Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim, other materials that have 3 Tfachim by 3 Tfachim, they can become Tomei. Not Tumas Negoim, but Tumas Shrotzim and other Tumas, they can become Tomei. In which case, it's exactly the same as Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. So according to Rava's interpretation of Reb Shimon, of Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1, we have also Reb Shimon ben Elazar, also Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1, and also Tana de Ber B'Shmol 2, all saying the same thing, that Tzemer u'Pishtim is Gimel Etzbois al Gimel Etzbois, irrespective of whether it's Nogoyim or other Tumois, and other Begodim by other Tumois are Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. And that's all fine and good, but the Gemara is asking that before on Daf Chavav Amud Beis we saw that Rava commented on Abaya. Abaya said that Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds the same as Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1, and Rava said no, he doesn't, because Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that other begodim can become Tomei Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim, but Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1 says that other begodim will not become Tomei, even Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. And Rava seems to be saying the opposite now. He seems to be saying that Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1 says the same as Tana de Ber B'Shmol 2, that other begodim will become Tomei by Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. V'harava hu de'omar shloisha al shloisha b'shar begodim. Did Rava not say on Daf Chavav Amud Beis that regarding Gimel Tfachim al Gimel Tfachim by other begodim, l'Reb Shimon ben Elazar islei, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it does become Tomei, l'Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1, leslei, says the Gemara, hoda be Rava me'ahi. On that aspect, Rava was Chayza, and he wants the two Tana de Ber B'Shmols to be the same, since the second Tana de Ber B'Shmol seems to be following what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. He changed what he said before, and all of them hold that other begodim will become Tomei if it's Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. V'ibayis Eimer, says the Gemara, Har of Papa Omra. It wasn't Rava that tried to say that Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1 and Tana de Ber B'Shmol 2 agree with each other. It was Rav Papa. And he learns the sugya very, very differently. He says like this. Rav Papa Omar, Af Kol, going back to Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1, what does it say there? It says there, let's read it again. It says, Hoyil v'nemru begodim b'toyra stam. Upirit lecho akosov be'echod mehem tzemer upishtim, ma lahalon tzemer upishtim, af kol tzemer upishtim. Rav Papa says, you know what af kol tzemer upishtim? We learn out as a binyan av from Negoim not to hilchos tuma bichlal. We learn out to hilchos kilayim. We know that you're not allowed to wear shatnas. That's called kilayim of begodim. We learn out that kilayim is only tzemer upishtim, just like beged by Negoim is Tzemer Upishtim, so too Kilayim is only Tzemer Upishtim. But regarding the halachis of Tuma, of Shrotzim, etc., we learn out from Oy Beged that, like in the second Tana de Ber B'Shmol, that all other begodim are the same as Tzemer Upishtim by Negoim. And not only do other begodim become Tomei, they even become Tomei with Sholosh Etzbois. You don't even need Sholosh Tfachim, because we do not learn out other begodim from a different source. We learn out from Negoim. And this that it says in the Braisa, Af Kol, it's not Af Kol that other Tumois only become Tomei if it's Tzemer Upishtim. No, it's Af Kol in Hilchas Kilayim, a completely different halacha. Let's see that inside. Rav Papa Omar, Af Kol Lasuye Kilayim. That Kilayim is only Tzemer Upishtim. How do you learn out? From Negoim. Asks the Gemara, Kilayim? Behed yuksiva bay. I don't need to learn out from Negoim that Af Kol, that Kilayim, Beged Kilayim, when it says in the Torah, Beged Kilayim, it means Tzemer Upishtim. It says explicitly in the parasha of Kilayim, Tzemer Upishtim. Lo silba shatnez, Tzemer Upishtim yachtov. I don't need to learn it out from there. So if so, the Braisa of Tana de Ber B'Shmol 1 cannot be telling us that Af Kol is Alocha in Kilayim. Says the Gemara, Sol Kodait Chamina, I may have thought, Hanemila Derech Levisha. the pasuk that says Lo silba shatnes tzemer upishtim yachtov, that it's only tzemer upishtim and other types of garments are not kilayim. I may have thought that's if you're wearing the garments. Aval b'halah, I may have thought that if you're just putting, covering yourself with another type of garment, you're not wearing the garment. Kol terei mini asur. I might have thought that any two types of materials together are called kilayim. And that's why I need to learn from Negoim that only Temer or Pishtim are included in kilayim. Says the Gemara of Lav, kal v'choymehu? No, it should be a kal v'choymer. And you do not need to learn out from Negoim. Uma levisha, de komishani kule gufei. If wearing a cloth where the whole body has anah from it, you say, if when you're wearing a garment and your whole garment is benefiting from it, you say that if it's any other two types of garments, then it's not called kilayim. If I'm just covering myself, of course we wouldn't assume that it's going to become kilayim. It's going to be more stringent, and therefore we do not need to learn any halachas of kilayim from negoim. It seems that this, what we saw in the name of Rav Papa, is a mistake, and we cannot learn that Tana Deber Shmuel 1 is teaching us a halacha of kilayim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok goes in a similar lines to what we saw from Rav Papa, but he says that the Af Kol in Tana Deber Shmuel 1 is not teaching us a halacha in Hilchas Kilayim, because we just saw we don't need that. Af Kol is La'asuye. Is teaching us a chiddush, a halacha, la'asuyei tzitzis. In the parasha of tzitzis, we need to learn what types of begodim, what types of clothes, if they have four corners, are mechuyev in tzitzis. So we learn out that in the same way as beged by negoim is tzemer upishtim, so too only clothes that are tzemer upishtim, wool or flax, only those are mechuyev with tzitzis. Any other type of garment is potter from tzitzis. Says the Gemara, tzitzis behed yuksiv. I don't understand. It says explicitly in the parasha of tzitzis that lo silba shatnas tzemer upishtim. First, it speaks about shatnas, which is tzemer upishtim, as we just saw. Uchsiv, and immediately afterwards it says gedilim taselecho. You should make tzitzis. So we take it for granted that in the same way as shatnas is only tzemer upishtim, so too tzitzis is only on a beged of tzemer upishtim. So I don't need to learn it out from the goyim. So then you can't say that what Tana Deber B'Shmuel 1 is teaching us is hilchas beged in tzitzis. Says the Gemara, sol kodaita chamino kodarova. I may have thought, if we would just learn that from what we just saw now, that the smichus, from the fact that it first says and straight afterwards it says gedilim taselecho, I would not yet know that a beged of any material besides for temer upishtim is not chayiv in tzitzis. Because I may think that this halacha of loisil bashatnes temer upishtim written next to gedilim taselecho is telling us not a halacha in the beged, it's telling us a halacha in the strings. And a type of beged that's mechuyev and tzitzis, that we'll soon see what that means. But Rav is going to tell us which strings patter the tzitzis. But it will not yet tell us that the beged, which is not temer upishtim, is patter from tzitzis. And that's why I need kilayim. So kodai tchaminika derava. Derava romi. Rav asked a stira. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, hakonof. It says the extra word hakonof to tell us that the strings, the white strings, the blue strings, the tcheles are always wool. The white strings are min konof. They have to be from the same material as the corner, as the beged is made. Uchsivan, it says in another pasuk, tzemer upishtim yachtov. Just before it says the parasha of tzitzis, it says tzemer upishtim. And that seems to mean that the strings, the white strings, have to be either tzemer or pishton, either flax or wool. They cannot be anything else. This seems to be a contradiction to what we just said now, that the white strings have to be the same material as the garment. Hoketzad, how do we answer this contradiction? So he says as follows. Tzemer upishtim, if the white strings are either wool or flax, poitrin, bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon, they are always okay for tzitzis, irrespective of whether the beged itself is wool or flax or any other material. Shar minin, if the beged is made of any other material, then Beminon poitrin, the white strings have to be the same as the garment. Or more accurately, if you're using any material for the white strings besides for tzemer or pishtim, it has to be the same material as the garment itself. Hakonof min konof. Sheloi beminon. If the white strings are not wool and not flax and not the same material as the beged, einon poitrin, it does not patter the beged from tzitzis. So Sol Kudai Toch Karova, I may have thought that the truth is like Rava is saying, that a beggar that is not wool and linen, wool and flax, you are mechuyev in tzitzis, just you have to make sure that the strings are either wool or flax, or the same material as the beged, komash malon, that's what the Braisa, Tana de Be'er B'Shmol 1 is teaching us, no, that any beggar that is not wool or linen or flax is not mechuyev in tzitzis, and we learn that out from Kilaim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Acha Barei Derava L'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Barei Derava is now saying to Rav Ashi as follows. What did we just say? We explained the Braisa of Tana D'Beir B'Shmoel 1 as follows. Even though in the Parashah of Negoim it says only Tzemer and Pishtim, wool and flax, that's to tell us a halacha in Tzitzis, that Tzitzis is only Chayev with the strings if the beged is either Tzemer or Pishtim. But does it tell us any halacha regarding the begodim, the types of begodim of other tumois, for example, Tumas Sheretz? No, that we saw in the Tana D'Beir B'Shmoel 2, that we learn out from the extra words oi beged in the parasha of Shrotzim, that any type of beged is included in beged and will become tomei the Shrotzim. We have an extra pasuk. With tzitzis, we do learn out from Negoim that only a beged of tzemer upishtim. Asks Rabbi Acha Barei Derava, Letana Debei Rabbi Shmoel, Maishno le'inyon tumah. Why regarding tumah do you say demarubi shah begodim? You say that all other types of garments, all other types of materials do become tomei dichsiv oy beged, because you have the extra words oy beged in the parash of Shrotzim, and therefore we do not use Negoim as a binyan av to tell us what the word beged means there. Hochanami, so too, lema l'rabbis shar begodim me'asher techase bo. In the parasha of Tzitzis, it says that a beged which you cover yourself with, the extra words asher techase bo, learn out from there any material that you cover yourself with, and not exclusively wool and flax. So why do you ignore the asher techase bo and you don't ignore the oy beged? If oy beged in Hilchas Tumah tells me any type of material, let asher techase bo in Tzitzis tell me any type of material. So why am I using Negoim to teach us the Braisa what says af kol in Torah Rabbi Shmuel 1? Why is that teaching us that in Tzitzis it's only Temer or Pishtim? Says the Gemara. The words asher techase bo are not over to tell me the types of materials that tzitzis are chayiv. No, it's coming to tell me that even the clothes of a blind person who cannot see the tzitzis, and the parash of tzitzis says, or isem oisei, a sumo, a blind person can't see them. But since it says, me'asher techase bo, as long as he's covered with it, a blind person is also covered from it, he's chayiv. Tanya says in the Braisa, or isem oisoi, you have to see the tzitzis to be chayev. Prat, that comes to exclude luxus lailo, a garment that's exclusively used to be worn at night, and at night, typically you cannot see the tzitzis, it's too dark, so such a type of garment is potter from tzitzis. Ata oimer prat luxus lailo, oi einu elo prat luxus suma. Why do you learn that from or isem oisoi that a luxus lailo is potter? Learn out from Marisa Moisoi that the garment of a blind person is potter, because the person who owns the beged, the person who's wearing the beged cannot see it. Says the Gemara Kushu Oimer Asher Techase Bo, because it says Asher Techase Bo, which comes to include any clothes that one covers oneself with, Hari Ksus Suma Omur. I learned from there that the Ksus Suma is Chayev. Ho Amani Mekai Marisem. Oisoi, what am I learning from Ruisem Oisoi? If Asher Techase Bo is teaching me the begodim of a blind person, what's Ruisem Oisoi teaching me? Prat Lexus Lailo. that tells me that the garment exclusively used for the night is part of mtzitzis. Asks the Gemara, Umaro isa l'rabo isuma ulohoitzi ksus laylo. You have one pasuk that tells me asher techasebo to include a beged, or isem oisoi to exclude something you can't see. Why are you excluding the ksus laylo and including the ksus suma and not the opposite? Says the Gemara, Marba ni ksus suma. The reason that I include ksus suma and I say that asher t'chasebo is mechay of the beged of a blind person, sheyeshno b'riyeh to lachirim, because other people can see it. It's not excluded from urisem oisay. Umoitzia ni ksus lailo, but ksus lailo sheyeshno b'riyeh to lachirim. Nobody can see it, so urisem oisay excludes ksus lailo. Says the Gemara. Why don't you say that Asher Techasebo is telling me any clothes that you wear, including other types of materials, not only Tzemer Upishtim? Instead of using it to be Marbe, the beged of Tzemer Upishtim, of Tzitzis, of a blind person, say it's being Marbe any other type of material. And that would be contrary to what we just saw in the way that we explained the brayso of Tanya Deberei B'Shmuel 1, according to Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, Mistabra koi b'tzemer upishtim. Since we're talking about tzemer upishtim, we're talking about tzitzis, which is tzemer upishtim. Marbe tzemer upishtim. It's probable that we're coming to include tzemer upishtim of a blind person. Koi b'tzemer upishtim mar b'shar begodim. Does it make sense that I should be speaking about tzemer upishtim and I should say asher techasebo, that you're covering yourself, l'choira talking about tzemer upishtim, and I'm saying it's including something which is not tzemer upishtim? It's not logical, that. And therefore, from asher techasebo, we learn ksus of a suma, and we do not have any source from the parash of tzitzis that any materials other than Tzemer Upishtim Achayev, and therefore we can learn from Negoim that only Tzemer Upishtim Achayev. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Reb Shimon ben Elozo v'sumchus omru dovar echod. We saw in the Gemara on Daf Chavov Amudalef at the bottom, Reb Shimon ben Elozo oimir, kol ayotze mino eitz ein boi mishum sholosh al sholosh umesachach in boi, anything that comes from wood, that's just three etzbois al three etzbois, does not become tomei, and you can use it for schach. Chutz mi pishton, besides for flax, that flax itself, it doesn't even say beged pishton, a garment, a clothed material of pishton, but pishton itself, which is not even a garment, it's not even been woven into anything yet, into a material. Nonetheless, pishton is mekabel tumah, and you're not allowed to use it for schach. Even though it's clear that the only place that pishton, which has not even become a piece of material yet, can become tomei, is only in the parash of Negoim. And it's not mekabel tumah anywhere else, in shrotzim, in tumas meis, or any other tumah. So you see that even though it's only roi lekabel tumah in Negoim, it's enough to say that it's schach posel. So that's Reb Shimon ben Elozo, and Abaye says that Reb Shimon ben Elozo was sumchus omru dover echod. Sumchus also holds this way. Reb Shimon ben Elozo had the omron. Reb Shimon ben Elozo we just read out now. Sumchus, what sumchus? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa. Sumchus oimir. Sichecho betevi. If you were mesachich with flax that is tovui, means it's been spun into a thread, but it's not yet been woven into material. Psula, if you use it for schach, it's posel. Mepleisha, metame ben negoim. The fact that spun thread is enough to become tomei as tzoras, it's enough to say that it's schach posel. Kaman, and who does sumchus follow? It's going to be a machlokes tanoim. Who's he following? Kihai tana. He's going to follow Reb Meir in the following Mishnah. Ditnan, because it's only going to be Reb Meir that says that unwoven thread, as soon as it's been spun into a thread, it's already able to become tomei for negoim. We saw in the Mishnah, shesi v'erev, a string that's prepared, it's been threaded, it's become spun into thread, ready to be either shesi or erev, either the upright strings or the horizontal strings, and Rashi explains that they are different in nature. Metame b'negoim miyad. As soon as they've been spun into a thread, immediately they become tomei. And that's what Sumcha says. Sumcha says that Sichacha B'Tavui is possible. Divir Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir, and Sumchas follows that. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda argues with Reb Meir slightly and says that Hashesi, the uprights, are normally bleached, they're normally cooked in boiling water, and Mishayishle, they only become roi, to become tumah for Negoim, after they've been removed from this big pot where they are boiled in order to be cleaned and whitened. V'erev, but the string, which is the horizontal string, is miyad, as soon as it's been spun into a thread, immediately it can become tomei with tsaras, because it was typical not to put it into the boiling pot to clean it. The ha'unim, and the bundles of flax, shel pishton, they've been combed, but have not yet been spun into thread, mishe yislabnu, it was typical that when regarding bundles of flax, the bundles were whitened, and since that was the typical process of these bundles, they will not become tomei of taras until they have been whitened. But either way, we see that according to Reb Meir, it's the same as Sumchus, that as soon as the threads have been spun into a thread, immediately they become tomei. And Sumchus says that at that point they become schach posel, even though it's only in the parash of Negoim that they can become tomei and not in other parashios of Tuma. Says the Mishnah, Kol hayotze min ha'etz ein madlikin boy elo pishton. You're not allowed to use anything that comes from wood, from a tree, as a wick in a candle on Shabbos, besides for flax. V'chol hayotze min ha'etz ein metamei tumas oyholim elo pishton. Another halacha to do with flax, that we know that if a person is under the same roof as a dead person, then the person and the food and the kelim under the same roof, sharing the same roof as a dead person, all become tomei. How about the oihel itself, the roof itself, the bayis, the covering itself? So the rule is that only kelim are mekabel tumah, and odom is mekabel tumah, the oihel itself does not become tomei. There's one exception to that, and that's pishton. If the oihel itself, if the roofing, if the covering itself, which acts as a common roof between the dead person and other things, then the cover over a mace, which is made of flax, also becomes tomei. Says the Gemara, Minolon de Pishton Ikriates. Where do you see that flax is considered a tree? Says the Gemara, Omar Mazutra, de Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Vehi he'elosom hagago, that was talking about Rochov Hazoino, and she took the two spies, which was Pinchos and Yehoshua bin Nun, Vatit Menem, and she hid them, Bepishte ho'etz, in the trees of flax. So you see that flax is considered like a tree. And in Mir Tzashem, the next sukkah will start when we learn in our next shiur.